I didn't see you come in. I was just listening to some public domain island music. So, welcome to the podcast. Today we are looking at three comics. We've got the 52 series from DC Comics. That's covering 1 week at a time in the DC Universe. We've got The Leading Man by B. Clay Moore and Jeremy Howne. That's from Oni. And we've also got Babel 2 by David B. I don't have either of my regular actors this week. James is off on business in another country, and Daniel's, he's just doing something else. So I'm gonna have to do the dialogue readings all by myself. By the way, did you like that gimmick last week? I had a good time recording it. I think it's more interesting than just reading my reviews out loud and babbling about the books by myself. So if you like it or if you don't like it, you can always drop me a line through Pod-O-Matic. So here's the thing. I thought Leading Man was going to be awesome because it's from Oni Press. They do the fantastic Scott Pilgrim and Polly and the Pirates, and they're just great. And it kind of wasn't all that awesome, which makes me sad. It's neat. It just takes its time getting started, and once it started, oh, the episode ended. You have to wait till next time. So it's about this Hollywood actor who's also secretly a super spy crime fighter kind of person. And so people on the set of his action movie are starting to suspect something strange about him, but they don't know what. Meanwhile, he's off in his trailer with his oddly homoerotic assistant, and they're talking about a jewel heist, or diamonds, or bad guys, or enemies, I don't really remember. But the meat of the story is that he drives around on a motorcycle and wears thermal imaging suits and shoots things and all that stuff. And so there's his co-star is becoming increasingly curious about, Kim is her name, is becoming increasingly curious about what exactly is going on with this guy. Nobody really knows about his secret mission, and she starts asking questions, and that's the end of the first episode. Doesn't really sound all that interesting, because it's not. It's mostly just a hook. We don't get into the story. So, oh well, that's too bad. Maybe next time it'll start picking up the pace. I've got the best map we could find of your recon assignment. I'm going to upload it to Travis's system as soon as we're done here. Cool. Well, I spent a few nights prowling around the perimeter. It really does just look like a lighthouse. Well, it is just a lighthouse. But someone there is receiving a whole lot of really dirty money, and a lot of that money can be traced back to Code Black. You and I know that Code Black money travels all over, but the activity was red flagged by the bean counter,
okay.
So how do I get in? Assuming you want me in? Take a look at the map when Travis downloads it. The coast below the lighthouse is riddled with caverns, and my guess is there's a way in from below.
Travis, do we have any spelunking gear?
I'm sure we could find some on eBay, Nick.
Laugh it up, lads. Remember, this is just a spot of extra duty. You really are in France to shoot the movie. Jewels of the Coast stands to boost our asking price and give us more options when we need to send you somewhere important. Thanks, Randall. Anything else we can do for you?
Man, oh man, do my voices sound gay on this.
So we got next, Babel 2 by David B. It's just David B., only a last initial. What an artist. So this is a story about, it's not really a story, it's a memoir of his childhood, dreaming about wars and fighting and his sick brother and how to reconcile the turmoil he saw around him as he was growing up in Algeria and war was going on and so forth. So he's got this obsession with the Papuan tribes where they have these orderly systems of fighting. Him and his cousin invent these little play war games where they imitate the tribes, but then they worry about the effect that the Cold War has on the natives. And so it's mostly just all about how kids think about war, and it's interesting. That's about all there is to say about it. At the house of my grandfather on my father's side, my brother and I pore over old issues of Parry Match. It's totally a kid's magazine. There's loads of pictures. Pictures of the planet's great men, and pictures of all the wars they've been waging in the four corners of the globe. In this issue, we come across an article that delights us. It's the Papuans' last war. Their last war? Really? After this one's done, they aren't going to start any others? We read in the article that the government has outlawed tribal warfare. We're sad for them. We feel that something is coming to an end there, and it frightens us. We start wage our own tribal wars.
Each of us creates his own tribe, and we confront another through them. The first two are the Wawas and the Billies. They fade away, to be replaced by the Nakids and the Budinskis.
And last, we've got the 52 series. That's being put out by DC, and for some reason it doesn't say on the cover who drew them or who wrote them, but you know what? They all come out of that. It's like a machine produces them. So we got the superheroes, and there's been all this turmoil because of the Infinite Crisis thing, which is basically DC saying, oh, our books are kind of boring lately. Let's throw all of our properties into one of those lotto tumblers and just shake everything up and make some weird things happen, and maybe that'll be interesting. So the 52 series, one book comes out each week and takes us through a year after the Infinite Crisis all the way up to 1 year later, this series that describes what life is like 1 year later. And boy, I just cannot tell one of these books apart from the other. There is just such genericism. One thing is just, you know, it's flying around. Oh, something's on fire. I gotta put fire out. Oh, there's a Lex Luthor. Oh, somebody's getting ripped in half by a bad guy. Blah. There's a couple interesting things here. One of them is a superhero who stages disasters so that he can get endorsement deals. And there's some drama going on with the daughter. And then there's something interesting going on another planet where these superheroes are marooned and they're trying to get off the planet, but they kind of lose interest in it. And those are interesting. And I think they're interesting because the heroes are so limited and there's so few things they can do. And it just seems like by limiting the heroes, that's what makes things really interesting. When you start throwing them all together and there's all these universes and anything's possible and you're traveling through different dimensions, you know, the stakes aren't high. Anything can happen. Nothing seems to matter. It's like they're just throwing stuff at the wall and hoping something will stick. And the more they throw, you know, the less their chances. That metaphor doesn't make any sense. I'm very sorry. Anyway.
When are we to join the others? The Great Ten were gathered to consolidate superhuman power for the preservation of China, and yet we spend most of our day waiting for the green light to flash. Bureaucracy will be the death of us, perfect physician.
Mother of Champions is still hours away from giving birth to our next army of supermen.
We have no time to wait for her newborn cannon fodder. The lack of control over the Americans threatens even the ghost fox women of my faraway homeland. Just let me kill these two and add them to my legion of spirits.
August's general should approve that as soon as I finish filing our reports on our recent confrontation with the super young team.
Flamboyant fools! They nearly let Brimstone destroy Tokyo, if it were not for the solar powers of these socialist red guardsmen.
August general in iron to Great Ten. Permission for release was denied. The idiots. Coalition support has been approved and is on the way.
Immortal man in darkness to August General in Iron, I have Green Lantern 0.1 in my sights. Requesting permission per Codex 663 to take him out of the sky.
Codex 663 cleared. Permission granted.
Hope you are wearing a parachute.
I do not need one.
Alright, did you get all that? I do like playing with the sound effects. So, that was it for this week. If you can find out more at sfist.com or isotopecomics.com, we'll have more next week. And until then, here's some exciting music to listen to.